Moving quick to our callers, Randy with your tipu tree. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've got a tipu tree that's about 6 years old. Every year it's just had a couple little flowers, but this year it is just loaded with little yellow flowers. And you get a little bit of breeze and it looks like it's snowing all over. How long is it going to keep dropping those little flowers?
You know, I'm not real.
Hang on just a second. There you go.
Here we go. I'm not real sure about that. The tipus generally are going to be about a 2 or 3 week bloom, I'm guessing. But I noticed one the other day, just a gorgeous display of blooms. They're big flowers, too. They have to be an inch in diameter at least. Beautiful, beautiful flowering tree.
And I didn't quite understand what his question was. He was just wanting to know how long it's going to be making this mess.
Yes. it's snowing flowers right now.
Well, that's got to be pretty, like you said. Good luck with your... I hope you've got some young ones that can get out there and rake it for you.
There you go.
Sherry in Sedona, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I have a new fig tree. And I live in Sedona, as you know, and I'd like to know how often to water it and how long, and we're having our sprinkler system fixed today. We just moved in.
Well, you first need to kind of determine how quickly your soil drains water. I can never answer that question for people, how long should I water? The goal is to water to the full depth of the root ball every time you water. And ideally, to allow the root ball to completely dry out before you apply water again. So you need to find out how deep your water needs to go to completely saturate that new root ball of the new tree. What size container was it? A 1 gallon, 5 gallon, 15 gallon?
5 gallon, probably.
5 gallon?
So that
tree's probably about 12, 15 inches deep in the soil. So you need to have water that will go all the way to the bottom of that 12-inch to 15-inch depth of soil, and you need to apply the water in such a way that will do that. And you can determine that by getting a soil probe or a screwdriver. After you've watered, come back a few hours later, push your soil probe into the soil, and see if the water went down that deep. And that will be you don't want to go much deeper than that. You don't want to be wasting water, but you don't want to have a too shallow watering that only wets the top 6 inches of that root ball. So get to the bottom of that root ball, find out how much water you have to apply, and then apply that each time, and then allow it to, of course, dry out between waterings. You don't want to put water on top of water on top of water. That sets up conditions for fungal pathogens to get active, and you can actually suffocate the tree by doing that as well.
And AMWA would be a good resource for that. They go through the soil types and how to water by the numbers and identifying.
Yeah, you can look up water by the numbers is a great online search. It'll get you to a little worksheet that will help you work through all those specific watering requirements.
Real quick, tell me about this seniors tree climbing.
Well,
you don't
this,
look old enough to be a senior.
Well, this... On June 13th and 14th, there's a tree climbing competition in Los Angeles, and it's an annual event. It's a tree climbing championship for the Western chapter of the International Society of Arboriculture, and a couple of our climbers from our company are going out there, including my son David, and they actually have an old-timers division as well. And I'm going to be climbing in the old-timers division. I'm real excited about it. I'm getting in shape, and I don't climb every day anymore, so I've been back in the saddle the last week or two, getting back in climbing shape, and going to go over there and see how well I do.
And you won that a few years ago.
I did when Arizona hosted the event here several years ago. I won the event and I went out on top. I didn't come back and defend my crown these last couple of years. So now I'm going to go back out and see how well I can do this year. It's in Los Angeles at Griffith Park. So it should be fun.
So when we have you in for our June Talking Trees, you will have already competed.
That's right.
We'll
be
get
the
an
week
update.
After. I'll give you an update and let
Excellent.
You know how it went.
And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you?
You can contact us at 602-788-0005. Or the easiest way is to go to our website at itreeservice.com. That's the letter I, treeservice.com.
A lot of great local information on tree care. You can
Absolutely.
Find at that website. Rosie's joining us from Springerville?
Eagle? Beautiful Springerville, Arizona. A gorgeous morning out here this morning. We're touching on the 40s in the evening and getting up to about 80 in the early afternoon, but then the clouds come in and cool everything back off. So we're up here on a work project for the Living Hope Women's Center in Springerville, Crisis Pregnancy Center, and a whole lot more, giving people in the community options for life when they find themselves in the unfortunate situation of having a unplanned or unwanted pregnancy. So we're up here with about 15 guys, and it's like the extreme makeover. We've got guys laying floor while in one part of the building, while we've got guys tearing down walls, hanging sheetrock, stuffing insulation, and running Romex wire on the other side. So we're going to have a little bit of fun all weekend on up here, and I'll be joining y'all in the 9 and the 10 o'clock hour, where we'll be taking your calls on any project that you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin.
We'll also be joined by Blue Sky Pest Control. If something's bugging you, tune in at 10 o'clock. We'll squash it flat.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.